Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today. Handling your cattle in a way that's acceptable to consumers. We're back on that subject today in just a moment.
It can strike without warning. It stalks closer, invisible to the eye, silent but for the sickly sounds of its victims. It's BRD. And it's coming for your calves. With inventories low and prices high, times are changing for the cattle industry. Now more than ever, the consequences of BRD could be truly terrifying. But Baytril 100 Enrofloxacin Injectable can help fight this scary disease. The only Enrofloxacin FDA approved for single-dose treatment and for BRD control in high-risk cattle, Baytril 100 can help turn BRD from predator to prey. BRD shouldn't make a horror story out of your herd. Reach for the brand you've trusted, Baytril 100. Contact your veterinarian or visit Baytril100.com for a product label. Veterinary prescription only. Extra label use in food-producing animals is prohibited. A 28-day withdrawal in cattle is required.
Kurt Pate is one of the leading cattle handling trainers in North America. Hails from Wyoming, and he was in Oklahoma this last week, helping train some folks, young and old, in what he calls effective stockmanship. And along the way, he said, you've also got to make sure what you're doing seems right to the consumer.
One thing you mentioned, you mentioned this idea that it needs to be acceptable to the consumer. How does that element enter into what you're trying to teach?
Well, we are in an age of people really think about what they eat. And if we can't look them in the eye and tell them that we are giving them what they require and what they want, I don't believe it's going to work. They're going to go other places to find something to eat. So as a beef producer, I want to be able to go to church or do a football game, and I want to be able to look my friends in the eye and shake their hand and say, I'm doing everything I can to make sure that these animals are raised in a way that you think is all right.
And being properly treated, in other words.
Properly treated, and that's kind of an opinion thing. And the problem that we have is so many people look at our cattle, our livestock, the way they'd look at their dog that is over-pampered or the cat that can't go outside. And so a lot of the things that they're trying to get us to do that they think is right, if you're a livestock man or woman that's grown up around livestock, some of the things that works for a spoiled dog are not the proper things to do for an animal that's been raised outside all his life. Right. So we've got to communicate to these folks that we are doing the right thing, and we got to show them some things that we can do to make life better.
Kurt Pate says it's all about teaching cattle the right expectations. And he says that may or may not include something that a lot of folks like to embrace, this idea of low-stress cattle handling.
Well, low-stress is a term. And, I hear so many different things, and that's a great term. That's a term that the industry likes. That's a term that the consumer likes. But if you don't have the skills to back up low-stress, then what does it mean? So what I'm saying is I don't care what you call it. Make sure it's effective. A lot of times when people, they think being a good handler is just slowing down. And I think that creates more problems sometimes than going too fast. If you have a bunch of cattle that you haven't put enough pressure on and they turn back and run over the top of you, and you've taught them not to go up the chute, now you've got to put so much more pressure on those animals to get them up that chute that it's almost abusive. Where if I'd have put a little more pressure on them and not been so low stress but effective, I'd have created an animal that went up there, got on the truck, calm and quiet, rather than having to go up and down the alley 14 times.
Kurt Pate on effective stockmanship. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Cattle producers, you want to be a part of Squared Away, the 63rd annual convention of the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association, coming up the 23rd, 24th, and 25th of July at the Reed Center in Midwest City. Squared Away will feature keynote speakers Cameron Brewitt of JBS USA, Christina Butts of NCBA, and President-elect of NCBA, Craig Uden. Come on out and check out the trade show as well and network with cattle producers from around the state. For more information, contact the OCA at 405-235-3608. At your Beef Buzz, I'm Ron Hayes reporting.